Welcome to Everyday Truth with Judge and Sarah, the podcast where we look at biblical truths to answer the pressing questions we encounter every day surrounding cultural issues. We are your hosts, Sarah Cherney and Judge Phil Ginn. Well, I believe the podcast idea and thought behind it really came from just through my prayer time with the Lord. And it was months in the making, months in discussion with the Lord as I just prayed about my role at Southern Evangelical Seminary, what I was supposed to be doing here. I started as a contractor working with Southern Evangelical Seminary, looking at strengthening the board, working on some major gifts. And it turned into, being, I believe, my calling to be here. And so when I look at what inspired me to consider this podcast with the president of SES, Judge Phil Ginn, I think it really stemmed from the fact that our relationship as two people working together, really trying to do what the Lord has called us to do, to use our skills, talents, and abilities from completely different backgrounds, but to work together to really elevate the mission of SES. To me, this was an opportunity for us to share a collective voice, but also two opinions which are completely different, yet meshed together. My experience, I come from the secular world. I've been a CEO for 25-plus years in the nonprofit arena. I've seen just so many different changes happen over the last 25 years in this space, and I've also seen just so many things happen that I felt were morally challenging for me staying in that arena, especially after COVID and with the whole DE&I initiatives, just so many of those things that were taking place that were being pressed and pushed on people. I really struggled because it went against who I am as a Christian. And so when I retired, I started my own company, and through that experience, I believe I'm here by divine intervention. I won't go into that story, but I know I'm here for a reason.
You know, I think I have a broader reason for being here, and that is a burden that is really what brought me to SES. And it's not only a burden for the school, it is a burden to impact culture in a real way. A lot of times I think Christians try to impact the culture from a theological standpoint, and the culture believes that Christians are somehow different from other people, that we don't have the same feelings that other people have, but we do. And so what I want this dialogue really between Sarah and me to become as we video it is to let Christians know that their circumstances may not be different than everyday people, but as Christians, we're not set alone against those circumstances. And so as we look at that particular aspect of our lives, what Sarah and I think both of us want to do is to bring the Bible into the foreplay, God's Word into the forefront, I should say, of our mental thoughts as Christians. And it's interesting because Sarah's correct in that we came from different backgrounds and really different. She's a Yankee, but
yeah.
Really different, totally different people. And when we first met, we had to dance a little bit in order to get along with one another. Because we're both very strong-willed people. But as that chemistry has evolved, it has put us into a really, I think, wonderful working position here, so that we have literally blended our strength and our weaknesses to be able to come and, I think, put together a video format that will be helpful to people as they walk every day in shoe leather in this world in a biblical sense.
I hope our listeners to this podcast can understand that apologetics and understanding a biblical worldview and how this can play out in everyday life is not only valuable It is going to take courage to do. And my hope is that we are able to share with them stories and, you know, maybe utilizing our own background and histories to showcase, yes, there are challenges, yes, there are roadblocks, but with God, all things are truly possible. And the Bible and the truth of the Word of God gives us tools for everyday living in this world that we're experiencing right now, which seems to be careening out of control on many fronts. I believe that the topics that we're going to be sharing, the way that we're going to be sharing them will not only be interesting, but will be relevant to everyone who listens, because in some way, shape, or form, they're going to be experiencing most of what we're talking about. And our goal is not only to talk about it, to show people where to go to get resources, but also to give people a call to action to say, this is what I can do personally to make a difference, not only in my own life, in my family's life, in my community, but also in our nation. We're going to talk about everything, because I think everything is important. Some of the topics would be debt, you know, money management, finances, I think are critical. Jesus spoke a lot about that. We're going to talk about court cases, which are happening as you take a look at so many different ways that the law, and I think this is certainly something you address a lot, Judge, with your experience and your background, is from a legal perspective, the implications that this has on everyday life. We're certainly going to talk about politics. While politics is not the answer, politics is very important for what America stands on. That is the freedom that is afforded us through our government to be able to speak openly and with freedom on the terms that we're going to be discussing, because biblical truth is now considered controversial.
Well, I would hope that our listeners would get the feeling that they're eavesdropping on a very interesting conversation. That's what I really want them to see and hear. And so as we do this, we want to be talking about things that are important to everyday Christians in particular, but do so in a winsome enough way that non-Christians would want to hear more about what we're talking about. To be attractive to non-Christians as well. In doing so, certainly I would love to hear from folks who would like to have a topic discussed. If there's something on someone's heart that says, you know, I just don't understand, or I've been thinking about, or whatever it may be, something that's important in their personal life. And Sarah and I would like to address all of these topics that we discuss in a very practical way, just like we're neighbors talking over the back fence between our homes. So, and we'll do that in a way that's not driven by academics, but it will be very basic information, but it will be biblically based information that people can use and really apply to their everyday lives. And I hope also that we encourage them to really stand up and be counted, that it's not a time for us to be ghost-like and vaporize into the background in our nation. It's time for us to stand up and be counted. And I would hope that as they listen to us and see, hopefully, our determination to do that, that will catch fire and really help to bring on what I perceive to be the need for a real resurrection of true faith in this country.
As you're listening, we also want to hear from you, as there are topics that, you know, are just pressing on your heart, or situations and circumstances that you're not sure how to deal with, or, you know, you need some guidance. And while we are not experts in everything, the Bible certainly is our source and is able to respond to almost anything that's happening in your life. So we would love to hear from you and ask you to reach out to everydaytruth@ses.edu. With your topic or your question or anything you want to share with us, and we will respond.
Thank you for listening to Everyday Truth with Judge and Sarah. As always, stay informed, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay steadfast in the truth.